We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Unscripted. Today is February 13th, and we're coming back to you after a short break. Last week was a bit of a weird week for us. I was really busy, and then I had some personal things come up, and we weren't able to record last week. So got a little bit of stuff to do some catching up on, but here we are, ready to talk some Spartan hoops. It was an eventful week and a half. And I think we could start, Johnny, with the Illinois game on Saturday and then work backwards to Minnesota. On Saturday, Michigan State took down Illinois at home 88-80. It was really a big win for Michigan State, and a marquee win on this season. Second top 10 win of the year, in addition to Baylor in December. Johnny, I want to hear some of your thoughts. What stood out to you in the Illinois game?
I mean, I think a lot did. Obviously, first, a huge win for the guys. I think we saw after that Minnesota loss, and you look at all the bracketology stuff, and we're starting to get to that point where it's really important. Right on the bubble, and on a lot of people's, last four in, all that stuff. And then I think this win, it's obviously a huge quad one win. It's a huge boost to the resume. But, going more into the game, I think we saw a total different team than we saw against Minnesota. And that's kind of been this year in a way, right? Bad performances, good performances. But when it came down to it, our four guys, the guys we talk about every day, really showed up. They combined for 74 of the 88, which is I don't know what that percentage is, but that's a huge amount. And I really think it came down to AJ Hogard really being the AJ Hogard that he's talked about being. I think the one that Izzo's talked about, I think that all of us as fans have talked about, and really seeing his bounce back performance from that Minnesota performance was a huge deal. And if he could play with that type of confidence and assertiveness and aggressiveness, it's a different team with him.
Yeah, I thought it was one of the best games I've seen AJ play as a Spartan, not just this season. 23 points, 5 assists, 2 steals. Got up to the free throw line, was 12 of 13 there. You could just really tell that the Minnesota game really kind of was a gut punch to the team, and the guys knew that they had to come out and win this one. You could see the urgency from the start. We've been talking all season about this team getting off to slow starts and struggling in the first halves, but they were able to, offensively at least, I thought they were okay in the first half. Illinois was able to knock down some shots, but and they were really relying on the three. They were shooting a bunch of threes, so when you're doing that and you hit a few of them, they're going to keep it close. But I thought Michigan State came out with a lot of intensity, and AJ was awesome on both ends of the floor. It was just really needed, especially after especially after that Minnesota game, where it was one of the more uglier games from AJ that we've seen him play. But yeah, I think another thing that really stood out to me from both the Minnesota and Illinois games is there's just no offense from the center position. We've talked about it all season, but I think it's getting worse. Like, it's almost like the teams now know that Michigan State doesn't have a big that can really do much offensively unless Kohler's in the game or Booker, but Booker doesn't play ever. So it just makes no sense to me. And then we get these two-man lineups with Kohler and Sissoko, or Sissoko and Cooper. And it's like, okay, well, now there's essentially 3v5 on offense. And it's just, you're asking the guards to do so much, which is tough, but they were able to get away with it against Illinois. But I don't know how often they'll be able to get away with that in the future, against some of these other quad one opponents. And you, last thing, I guess, you brought up that it was a big quad one win. Obviously, it was. And a big reason why for that is Purdue is the only remaining quad one team on Michigan State's schedule. And that's an awful matchup for Michigan State. I don't see a way that they win that game. But yeah, they really, really needed this one, and it was really good to see that they were able to take home the win.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, and you know, like you said, going into Mackey Arena, it's not something I think we're looking forward to. But you know, just going back to this game, and you know, Illinois is an excellent team. They are so talented, and you know, sitting in the, you know, in the end zone, first of all, the atmosphere is probably the loudest it's been in this entire year, and it wasn't just the end zone. It was probably that first time where I felt like, you know, the entire place like showed up, and it was awesome. And I think the players feed off of that. And then that's, you know, that's where it comes down, the whole home away stuff. And everyone knows that. But, you know, that bringing that energy to the Breslin was definitely something special, I thought, on Saturday. But going back to, I think you brought up the bigs and I kind of wanted to touch on it. I think, you know, again, Illinois plays a little different style with Hawkins at the five for the majority of the game. So maybe that's why Izzo went away from Sissoko. But I think he can't really play anymore. And we've been talking about what to do with the five for a while. For me personally, he has to be the third string guy. He just doesn't give you, and I like him a lot. He's a great guy. He gives effort, but when you watch how he plays, he just can't function offensively at any point, right? You don't, you know, even though Cooper has his limitations, I just think Cooper is heads and shoulders above him in an offensive set. And I think we saw that against Illinois when Cooper's out there at the top of the key, even though you get a little scared with it, he's able to do kind of that dribble handoff and he's setting screens and he can move a little bit more. You can kind of set that pick and roll with him and he can roll. It's just, Soka just, he can't really give you any of that. And then on the defensive side of the ball, he just can't move the way Cooper does. So for me personally, if he starts every game, that's still fine with me. We see him, you know, come out after every, you know, 2 minutes he's put Cooper in. But I would hope going forward it goes Cooper the most minutes and maybe even Kohler, depending on the matchup. I think that's, you know, I think we saw 12 minutes from Kohler, some big positives there You know, he finished with 4 points, but he missed two gimme layups there, and one right there. And you know, he's gonna make those, and he's gonna be able to give you production down low, definitely depending on the matchup. So that's just kind of where I'm at going forward. We'll see. Right, again, like I said, the matchup was different, but I think tomorrow night will definitely be a interesting to see how Izzo approaches that.
Yeah. For me personally, similar but a little different. I'm done with Carson Cooper. I'm done. I can't. I honestly just need to. I think Kohler should start. I think Kohler needs to be the big getting the most minutes. He a lot of times last year during Cooper and Sissoko or Cooper and Kohler's freshman year, we were talking about. Well, Cooper's the defensive guy and Kohler's the offensive guy. Well, from what I've seen from Kohler this year, Cooper doesn't really have much on him defensively. And Kohler's was like fight. He had, like you said, we thir only 13 minutes, but he had 4 rebounds and a block. Cooper in 22 minutes had 5 rebounds. So in t 9 less minutes, he almost had as many rebounds and he had more points. I would love to see Jackson Kohler more. I'd still want to see Xavier Booker more. Like those are the two bigs you can run a two big lineup with is Booker and Kohler. Because then you got Booker who can spread the floor, which helps AJ so much because it allows these lanes to open up for him to get to the basket one on one and do what he was able to do a little bit on Saturday. But that's just kind of where I'm at. And I think Mahdi's better on the glass than Cooper by a substantial amount. But yeah, I mean, it's just a tough spot, like overall, really. I mean, it kind of just sucks. Like, I don't really know how else to put it. Like, the four guys that we always talk about with Walker, Hall, Hogard, and Akins do so much and are so good. And then there's just no five, just none. I tweeted on. During the Minnesota game, if I was after the Minnesota game, I'd sprint to the transfer portal if I were Xavier Booker. Part of that isn't just because he's not playing. It's he's a 5-star recruit who's come in, and I'm not at practice. I don't see like I got he's practicing against these guys, so maybe he just is worse. But to see the production that we're getting from Sissoko and Cooper, and then still not giving Booker even a chance. Is just wild to me, and it makes no sense. But I mean, I don't know. I don't think it works. I do not think it'll change at this point in the season. I don't really see Izzo trying to find much of a role for Booker at this point. But I wouldn't mind if he did it because I still think there's enough time to try something new before the tournament and see if anything works. But I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah, and you know, I think we saw Booker get a little run. I think it was even just 3 minutes versus Minnesota in that first half, and he played well. For me, it just comes down to matchups, and I don't know. I don't think Izzo really plays into that much. Like, you know, I think I've been talking about it for a while with Kohler, right? And once I see you want to start Cooper or Sissoko, or whatever, right? I guess they're five. Who's going to be bigger? But once I see that backup five come in, whoever it is. I'd be like, Kohler, get to the damn table and go, and like, you know what I mean? Like, and I think there was opportunities for Minnesota, and he never did that, right? And then same with that game, right? I think we saw, you know, Fox had that great first half, but I thought Booker would have been a perfect kind of counter there, maybe. And then that second half, he didn't play that much, and then you can't really play Booker versus Garcia and Payne. So like, I could see that, but like for me, you know, again, it's all matchup related, and I think when there's times to use Kohler a lot more, and even Booker, you gotta you expose that, and I don't really think we do that, and then that's where we always end up kind of talking about, oh, he didn't play, and against versus Illinois, I don't really think there was an opportunity really. Maybe against Guerrier, maybe I don't know. You like, hear what you think? I mean, you can't put him out there versus Hawkins.
In terms of skill, you probably can't put him against Hawkins, but I think he's definitely probably the best physical match. Like just based on size comparison and like athleticism, Booker's probably him or Malik are probably the two guys best to guard him. But I don't disagree with the fact that like you can't just throw him out there and just like I guess like give him a season high in minutes and be like, yeah, you're gonna go guard Coleman Hawkins for 20 minutes, like. You can't really do that, and I don't think it would have worked. But I think, like, physically, he just offers someone something so much different than all the other guys in the front court, and I just would like to see him get more of a chance. We've been talking about it all year, and as the bigs just continue to struggle, I just am getting more and more antsy to see Xavier Booker. But I think we got enough about the Illinois game, so let's talk a little bit about the Minnesota game last week. So the Gophers took down the Spartans 59-56. Yeah, this one was about as ugly as it gets. Just the opposite of the Illinois game. It was a really, really sloppy one, tough to watch. But I'd like to get some of your thoughts. What are you thinking about? What caught your eye, I guess, in the Minnesota game?
I mean, again, we watched Illinois game and we think it's a flip. I thought, I mean, Hogard and Hall didn't show up in that game. I think something for Hogard that I think I've seen is his level of, like I said, aggressiveness is not really there sometimes. And I don't know what that comes down to, if it's just being on the road, if it's, if it's the atmosphere that drives him, is it the opponents? Like, because I think when you saw versus Illinois, he was just locked in. And I think he was more locked in defensively and almost sets him up offensively because he had Domask locked up and he was loving that chance he got. He was up in his grill. You saw him pick his pocket at half court. And I almost think that locks him in offensively and gets him going. So when I don't see him have that drive defensively, like it just relates on both ends of the floor. And for Hall, I can't go back and look at the box score. I had 6 points here. I'm not even sure he scored in that second half. And I think Minnesota started to double him. And sometimes he looks lost when that double comes in. And we don't do anything out of the double. There's no cuts. There's no one finds the hole. And the offense got really sloppy in that second half. Definitely when Walker came out for that, what, 3 minutes and that game disappeared. So that's kind of where that game kind of was fumbled a little bit.
Yeah, it felt a little bit more like a non-conference game early in the season where it was truly, can Tyson just take us to the finish line? He was banged up. He's been dealing with the groin injury, and we saw him go down in the first half with a little bit of a wrist injury and stayed in the game, or might have come out for a minute, but yeah, it was just one of those games where Hogard and Hall, like you said, they just it's it was like a the Northwestern game.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In Evanston, when Malik had zero coming off those two 20-point games, and then like he comes back against Illinois and goes 7 of 9 from the field and for 22 points. But yeah, I think that you brought up a really big point that I wrote down about Malik, which was that he'll get into that ISO post, which I love when Malik does the ISO post up, and he hits that little baseline fadeaway or gets to the elbow or whatever it might be. But yeah, Minnesota was sending the double his way, and he would like crap his pants almost. Like he didn't know what to do. And that was tough to see for sure. But the turnovers just really have to be cleaned up. And it's fun. They did because it was just not accustomed to what we're seeing. They only had 9 turnovers in that game, and it felt like they had way more just because of that's been this team's MO is. They don't turn the ball over, but they're also not going to blow you away offensively. But if they don't turn the ball over, then, it makes it a lot easier, obviously. That's pretty much basketball 101. But yeah, I mean, I didn't really have a ton from this game. A lot of what I had was we covered in the Illinois game, which is the scent talking about the bigs. And, against Payne and Garcia, I think they were able to maybe pointed out a little bit better because we talked about Illinois how they play Hawkins at the five, and while he is 6'11" and does have a great inside game, he is more of a, I guess, 3-level scorer where Payne and Garcia can get out, will go outside, but Payne especially, like those guys will just body you in the post, and play very strong defensively, which they did. It's a big win for Minnesota. I mean, they're a team that, I mean, they're 15-7 right now, 6-5 in the conference, or at least they were at the time. Yeah, but they could probably make a run at the tourney, maybe if they do something in the Big Ten tournament. Maybe pick up a few more wins throughout the end of this season. But yeah, I just thought we really, I mean, we hit it a few times. It was a great, great response to see in the Illinois game, because that Minnesota game was tough.
Yeah, and I think you touched on something. I think you said the turnovers, and even though nine turnovers is a lot, I think you saw in that second half of Minnesota is just as bad as a turnover. It's sometimes a shot selection. And again, when Walker went out, and even when he came back in, those last, what, 10 minutes of the game, it felt like they couldn't get a good look. It came down to 5 seconds in the shot clock, trying to set the high pick and roll, and there's just nothing. And it ended up a lot of long range twos, which is never a good look. But then I think you look at the Illinois game, and it was the exact opposite. They got exactly what they wanted. They moved the ball. They were able to get downhill. I think that's really the difference with AJ is he didn't. I think early in the game he took a couple of those long range twos, and the way how Illinois was guarding, he could have got two more steps into the paint, and that's where he really capitalized down the stretch, taking that extra step, a little floater in the lane, getting to the rim. And again, we were only shot, I think it was what, eight threes? And they were all good looks, right? 5 of 8. That's what I mean. It's a different, I was almost a different kind of team, right? We're used to seeing a lot more threes, long range shots. When this team said, no, let's get to the rim, let's expose kind of them going small. And it worked like a charm, right? Hogard got to the line 12 of 13. We saw Malik Hall really take over down the stretch, a couple of and ones. Again, that's really the difference right there. It's just getting better looks and, getting to the rim.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more. I don't have anything more. Do you got anything else?
No, I think we touched on it. I mean, it's a big stretch right here. You look at the, like you said, there's no quad one opportunities, but, two games on the road, two games at home versus everyone's, and there's no easy wins. It's great opportunities here to not fall. It might not may get you up the C line, but these losses could hurt. But there's no easy wins on the road. But these are a huge opportunity to really almost, I kind of say, like separate themselves in the Big Ten because there's such a log jam in the middle. And I think that Minnesota game was a huge opportunity to have that separation, which they lost. But they're sitting right now, I think, fifth, or like tied for fifth.
Yeah, they are tied for fifth. Well, no, they actually are fifth. Wisconsin and Northwestern are 8-5, Illinois 8-4, and Nebraska's 7-7.
Yeah, so you have all these, and there's a bunch of teams at 6 and 7. This is a huge opportunity to get. I mean, I was obviously who wouldn't love 4 in a row, but even 3 out of 4, and really separate from the middle of the pack and kind of solidify that spot in the tournament.
Yeah, it's a huge week. Going to Happy Valley tomorrow to take on Penn State, and then Saturday, Spartans will be in Ann Arbor. So back-to-back road games, like you said, more of just got to take care of business time in a bit of a stretch here. And then after those two games, they come home and take on Iowa and Ohio State. So definitely got to go on the road, take care of business, don't get any bad losses, and then come back home and take care of business. And then after that, Purdue, so that'll be fun. But yeah, so we can look ahead to that when we or we're not gonna look ahead. We'll get there when we get there. Gotta take care of business first. So yeah, that's all we got. Thanks for listening. Go follow us on Twitter. We'll be back. Thanks for listening. Have a good one.